It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The 26th annual Las Cruces International Mariachi Conference takes place next week with nearly 400 students attending. Emily Guerra talked with New Mexico Advocate for the Arts board member Silvia Galvan de Lucero to learn more about the event.
The spectacular concert at 7 p.m. Friday, November the 8th, and then the student showcase concert and finale at noon, Saturday, November the 9th.
Where everything will be housed at the Amador Live.
It is outdoors.
It is outdoors in the amphitheater. So I am going to say it is November in New Mexico, so be prepared and bundle up. But what better way to get cozy with your loved ones and all of your friends? And this year's feature performers, Mariachi Angeles, under the direction of Pepe Martinez Jr. Mariachi Vargas, as we all know, one of the greatest mariachis in the world, or the greatest mariachi in the world. Pepe Martinez Jr. is the son of one of their original founders. So he's carrying on the tradition of his father, bringing the music into the United States and spreading that love for the music to all of our students. And this year, we are also very blessed that he will also be one of our instructors during the student workshops. So New Mexico Advocates for the Arts, which is the umbrella under which the Las Cruces International Mariachi Conference falls, is a huge supporter of arts education for our students, but not just arts, the cultural arts. So we try and focus on folklorico and mariachi and the traditions and the heritage that our students can learn about and embrace. So we will be providing over 12 hours of direct instruction to our students this year in music and culture and tradition. And all of our instruction is aligned to the 21st century standards of collaboration and problem solving and learning and embracing the arts, as well as our performing arts standards as aligned to our national standards and our state standards as well. So we make sure that all of our instruction is of the best quality possible for our students. So parents or even other educators or schools that are out there that might be concerned about their students missing school for a couple of days, they're not missing school. They're still in school and they're learning all about music and arts education. They're just taking classes in another classroom located here at NMSU, who is also one of our big supporters and will be supporting our instructional portion of our classes this year.
Are the classes still going to be held at Corbett Center?
Yes, they'll be at Corbett Center, the student union here on campus at New Mexico State University. All of our classes will be taking place on the top floor where the ballrooms are located, and we'll have signs and everything directing students and parents who are always concerned. And all of our classes, we make sure that we have parents to monitor the students as they need assistance getting around the building or going on bathroom breaks and stuff, because I know that sometimes parents are concerned about leaving their child alone in a new location for a full day. But we are there 100% of the time guiding and directing the students.
What age groups are attending?
I think our youngest is 5 or kindergarten age, all the way through. We've had some participants in the past in their 70s and 80s who still love mariachi and feel that there's always more to learn. So preschool or kindergarten age is our limit.
And registration is on the first day of the workshop, November the 6th, Wednesday?
Actually, registration is currently ongoing, but we have on-site registration available that Wednesday, but it will also be our orientation. So you will come pick up your registration packets and all your information and your schedules for the week will be provided at NMSU Corbett Center, and they can pick up all their information and schedules of how the classes will run beginning to end. But primarily, we start at 8:30 in the morning and run through 4:00 in the afternoon. Lunch is on their own. Lunch is not provided, but most of the groups like to take that break time to go and, you know, kind of debrief and discuss what they've been learning in all of their individual classes, because classes are separated by instrument and by skill level. So it's kind of a nice way to get to meet new people, to interact with other students who are also in love with the culture and the tradition and want to learn more about it. And not only mariachi, but also folklorico. I think sometimes people forget that we also do a dance component as well. So we have instructors coming in from the University of Colima in Mexico that will be providing workshops and instruction to our students. This year's dance region of focus is the region of Colima, and we are being blessed in some specially identified dances that have never been taught in the United States before anywhere. So we will be the lucky ones to be the first ones to debut these dances here in the United States.
Then the student showcase, we can't forget the students students, because they'll have studied Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then they get selected, or do they all perform at the student showcase concert and finale?
It'll actually be a combination of both. We will have the students that participated in the workshops will get to exhibit and perform what they have learned during that week. Then we will also have groups who have registered to participate in the workshops that are also interested in performing during the student showcase. And all of that will be taking place at the Amador Live.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Silvia Galvan de Lucero tomorrow at 5 p.m. during Fronteras, and it's online at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way. Stay with us.